praise this morning. Come on, let's stand up together if we would and have a word of prayer this morning. We'll get into our worship service. Father, we thank you today, and Lord, we just give you praise and glory and honor. Lord, we ask you to move in this service with your mighty hand. Lord, minister in each heart and each life. Now, Lord, as we give you praise and glory and magnify your name through song today, pray that you will touch and minister in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Let's worship the Lord together this morning. Praise God. Give him another hand clap of praise.
The day that the Lord has made. Thank you.
ready to come to worship this morning. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord Jesus. Let's forget about everything this morning. Put our attention on Jesus today. That give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. This morning. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, we give you praise this morning. Glory to your name above every name. Glory to you, Lord Jesus, our Savior and our King. Thank you for your precious blood. We know that everything we need is taken care of at the cross through you, through your love for us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for healing today. Those that are sick in body, Lord, we believe for healing. God, we ask for those, Lord, in need of, Lord, strength today, to strengthen them, encourage them. God, move with your precious Holy Spirit, we pray. Oh, precious, holy Lamb of God, we give you praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to ask Brother Stan to come, and those that would to join us, if you'd like to pray with these, and those that have a need, would you come? Let us anoint you with oil this morning and pray and believe God to touch you in your body and whatever your need may be this morning. We thank the Lord for it. Join with us in prayer. Is he all you need this morning? If yes, sing it with us one more time. Be seated this morning. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord, pray today for Brother Long. His dad had passed away. Pray for him. Remember him in prayer today and just pray for God to touch him. And continue to pray for Sister Melissa and Brother Ronnie. Prayers go out to y'all. We love you. We pray that Lord, strengthen you during this time. Well, I know one thing. It's good to be saved this morning. Nobody else may know who you are. Nobody else may not even care who you are if you're alive. But there's one that does, and his name's Jesus. Amen. So your name's in his book if you're saved this morning. He knows you. He knows right where you're at today. He knows everything about you. Praise God. Now, we pray that's good news, amen? But if it's not, we can sure get that taken care of today. Because Jesus will take care of it, amen. I'm glad to be here this morning. I tell you what, we went to Frisco, Colorado at Christmas. It snowed. We went to Frisco, Texas Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Friday morning. It snowed and snowed and snowed. And I said, we are in Texas, aren't we? And I'm telling you, man, it didn't look too good to get out of there, but you know, I was telling them, I said, well, if we made it through that whiteout back at Christmas, I think we can drive through this. And we're glad to be here this morning and glad to see all of you excited about what's coming up here this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Brother Donnie Swagger to be with us, and looking forward to having him here. Pray you can make it at 7 o'clock on Friday, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and 11 o'clock on Sunday. Let me make a public announcement. Service announcement time changes Sunday, okay? So I mean Saturday tonight. So make sure you spring forward 1 hour so that you're not don't mess you up on Sunday. Now, in my head, I can't compute exactly right now which one that would make you early or late, but whatever, you don't want to do it. Amen. Just go ahead before you go to bed Saturday night, move your clock up 1 hour, and you'll be here on time. But hope you'll be here and bring some folks with you and have a great time. If you'd like to help ushering or work during that time, we're going to meet with you after church service today. Hope that you'll volunteer to help us out. Want to talk with you and give you just a little bit of information we would need to have you know for this weekend. But there will be no food. That was something that's been misunderstood. We will not have food this weekend. I know it's our 11th anniversary, but because of Donnie being here in 3 services, and you trying to cook, it'll be too much on everybody, so there'll be no food. We won't eat, but we'll do that later on. Amen? Plus, considering the weather, man, it ain't going to be a whole lot of good weather, so we might just be better off to wait and eat later. I thought this time of year we would have better weather this later like this, but I'm coming up in March, but we are just having a long winter this year, but we'll just have to deal with it. Amen? Amen. Y'all mighty quiet today. You know, sometimes it's all right just to say amen. Sometimes it's all right just let go. You're in the house of God, amen. This ain't a place of bondage. This is a place of liberty. See, a lot of times folks have been raised in religion, and religion will trap you to where you can't worship God. You can't do anything because you're so busy being religious, amen. Quit being religious. Just let Jesus touch you today. Just let Jesus touch you. If you're watching by live stream, just let Jesus touch you right where you're at. Just let Jesus minister to you. Amen? Let God have his way in your life. And when you do that, you're going to find out that you can be ministered to. We're going to talk about that in our message today. But right now, we're going to receive our tithes and offering and ask that you stand with us. And we're going to pray over it, if you would. Amen. We bring our offering and put it in the basket here. If you put it in the basket, we'd appreciate it. And we'll take that up. But Father, we thank you today. And Lord, just ask that you would move with your Holy Spirit. Lord, you know the need. Lord, you know the need of the people. You know the need of your church. God, we trust you, Father. We trust you to meet that need. We trust you, Lord, to move on hearts, God, to do their part to move the work of God forward. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Would you come and once you do that, fellowship one with another?
Praise the Lord.